This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 254 for Thursday, February 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Thursday due to spreaders pushing them around, according to a trader. At the final settlement, the March canola contract loses $2.90 at $825.10 per ton, and the May contract gives up $3.40 at $823.70 per ton. Meanwhile, the new crop contracts are up a smidge. The frigid temperatures across the prairies this week have likely curtailed producer deliveries of canola and other grains. Small gains in global crude oil prices are providing a little bit of spillover to vegetable oils. Malaysian palm oil is still lower, but European rapeseed is higher. The Chicago soy complex is on the rise, but soy oil is vacillating either side of steady. Stat Canada is scheduled to release its stocks report on February 7th. Trade guesses place canola stocks at 11.7 million tons, up 33% from a year ago. Wheat stocks are projected to be 22.3 million tons, also up about a third from last year. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Thursday, with the loonie at 75.1 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 75.07. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report for the week ending January 26th. At 736,000 tons of old crop, soybeans are a pinch above the low end of market expectations. Soy meal comes in at more than 165,000 tons, and soy oil is at 900 tons. Corn export sales exceed trade guesses at nearly 1.6 million tons of old crop. Also, new crop sales come in about 163,000 tons. Wheat fails to meet market expectations with about 136,000 tons of old crop. New crop sales are 32,500 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The March contract rises 14 cents at $15.34 per bushel. And in choppy trading, March soy oil inches up more than a tenth of a cent at 60.94 U.S. cents per pound. And March soy meal at $7.10 at $4.91.80 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday as the March contract loses 6 cents at $6.75 per bushel. Chicago oats are down as well, with its March contract shedding 4 cents at $3.89. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago March nudges up a penny at $7.61. Kansas City March gives up 3.5 cents at $8.81. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is also down 3.5 at 922.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for February 2nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.